He got on the broom and pressed play. The key was to go slowly, even if the flight was fast. You couldn't rush through it. You had to appreciate it and honor the rhythm. Take each step during the right compass. He circled the castle 3 times on his broom, letting the notes rise to him and engulf him before he was truly lost in the melody. A sweet breeze of violins first that slowly gained strength with the voice, while the castle below came awake, came alight, and Harry rode the voice around the turrets and between the flying buttresses. Goodbye, Gryffindor Tower. Goodbye, Astronomy Tower. Goodbye, Ravenclaw Tower and your lovely windows. Goodbye to the aviary and the roof below and all the good moments that it gave him. Moments of clean and calm thought. Three more circles to gather altitude. Quicker now. The high voices of the choir rising in unison, much like the students in the castle. And then, with the first torrents of voice, move away from the castle towards the gates and the translucent layer of magic wards. But don't rush, not yet. Relish the ah and the b and the word alba. Don't throw yourself headfirst with the first vincero. There will be more. It has to be by the end of the third one. Pick the wave of violin and voice and let them take you out. Now. The wards opened before him, sweet and soft like flowers, and Harry couldn't resist lifting his hands from the handle and relishing the cold air on his face. Harry flew out of Hogwarts, with the strings of violins lifting him to the sky.